Okay, so we're standing here in Queen's Gardens. It's a little bit rainy, but right in front of me, I'm looking at an amazing arch, which has just been installed with the Queen's crown on it. I'm joined with Roger. Roger, do you want to introduce yourself and say how you're part of this project?
Sure, thanks Scarlett. I'm Roger Tate, I'm the Service Director for Neighbourhood Delivery at Newcastle Underlying Borough Council, and I'm delighted to see the archway installed in Pride of Place in Queen's Gardens and looking so good.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, do you want to share with us the context behind how this project has come to life?
Sure. People in Newcastle will have probably seen the sculptures on the roundabouts as you drive around the ring road. And it's a public art programme that we've been running for 6 or 7 years now in partnership with local young people, trainees and apprentices, sponsored by local businesses and part of, well, this one in particular now is part of three initiatives. So it's part of our Britain in Bloom campaign. And it's also a project to commemorate the passing of Queen Elizabeth II and to celebrate the coronation of King Charles III.
So why did Newcastle Borough Council want to do something like this? Because it's to celebrate 850 years of the town, isn't it?
Yeah, of course, that's the other part of the initiative, is the 850th anniversary of the Royal Charter. And having a commemorative arch for the Queen and King Charles is part of that. We found an old photograph dating back to the 60s where there was an archway just like this framing the entrance to Queen's Gardens. So as part of our 850-year celebrations and to mark the passing of the Queen and the coronation of the new king, we thought it'd be nice to reinstate that in a sort of modern interpretation. And it's been brilliant to work with IAE and their apprentices, and also Andy Edwards, the local sculptor who's very famous, to design and manufacture this and install it. And the apprentices have done an absolutely brilliant job.
Well, we're going to hear from the apprentices in a minute. They've obviously been working very hard on this. How long has this been in the pipeline as a project?
Well, I think it's been in the planning for probably about a year now. And obviously we've been working hard in the background with sponsors to raise the funding for it and so on, and finally got the go-ahead earlier this year, and the guys at IAE have cracked on and manufactured it and got it installed today, so that's brilliant.
Okay, so I'm now with two of the apprentices who have been up since 7:30, is that right, working on this?
We got here 7:30, carried on all in the rain.
Well, why don't you introduce yourself, what are your names, how long have you been working on this?
I'm Jack Lear, I've been at IAE for 3 years and we've been probably started this project a couple of months ago, was it?
Around about 3 months ago.
And what's it been like?
Easy going, really. Not had many issues. Took us about a week to get all the parts ready and welded. We've had Phil supervising as well, making sure that everything's going right.
So, Tom, you've been here since 7:30. What's it been like? Early doors, you're out and about, it's raining.
Been very miserable, but we carried on working, obviously, because it needs to be done. And it's been great, yeah. Very good experience.